on today. I'll be here interviewing
Rihanna.
Who is? And my name is Justin Thompson. So, Mr. Honor, one of the first questions I want to ask you is, what's your major and how long have you been a student at the University of Bahamas?
I'm studying engineering and I've been a student from 2016 and currently a sophomore and I'm aspiring to get my engineering degree and minor in piloting.
Now, secondly, what year did you graduate out of high school? And what high school did you came from?
I came from the Star of the Sea School and I graduated in 2016.
What made you want to attend University of the Bahamas?
It was more so convenient. Given financial issues and going abroad and stuff like that, it was convenient to limit your education here, even if it's for a short time, just to get started and keep an education on your mind. Stay firm in educating yourself to better yourself.
So, do you see University of Bahamas as a school to start as your college career?
Definitely. I would encourage most people to, when you graduate, not to like search for jobs right away, but because the time you spend in the job, you're wasting your energy towards something less than bettering yourself. You could use that energy to better yourself, find out your gifts, your talents, you know, get an education. You can never go wrong with an education. What I feel is that if you have friends who go and search for jobs right after graduation, don't follow them. You get an education and it'll be like their salary. You can make in an hour, their salary would be making here.
So you're telling me that in order for you to get a good job, you need to go to college?
Yeah, education is key. Education is key because, while you're getting an education, it doesn't mean that you limit yourself from discovering other things about yourself, because sometimes your gifts may run money out of, you know, make it in the world. But education is always, you can always discover other things while getting an education.
And you said that you're an engineer major. How do you, you're an engineer,
Yeah. Okay,
and how do you plan on using that degree? It is bachelor's, right?
Bachelor's, and I want to get my master's in electronics.
Okay, how do you see those two majors as something that can impact the Bahamas in the future yet to come?
When I was a young child, a little boy, I would be given Lego blocks almost every Christmas, and I would actually build airplanes and stuff like that and pretend like we're flying through the sky. And I always had a passion for aerospace engineering and aeronautics and piloting, because it was just something I felt in my heart to do, and I was given a vision to, in the future, open my own institute on Grand Bahama. Aerospace engineering and students interested in aviation, so that they wouldn't have to spend large sums of money abroad when they can just stay here and get a convenient education.
Okay, and when did you realize that you wanted to take part in those two majors?
When I was about when I was in grade 7, 8, and there was never a dull moment. I never felt like changing it at all. There was never a dull moment, and it always stuck with me.
Okay. Well, what advice would you give to someone who is coming out of high school and doesn't know what major they want, but wants to partake in something in the area to come?
Someone who Because for some people who don't know where they want to go after they graduate high school, I encourage them to mainly do some soul searching. Really, you can do it many ways. You can work programs, feel like they teach you. Maybe if they can reveal to you what you really want to do, you can use your talents to see what fields you want to go in. And most importantly, you can pray about it. Prayer is very important in trying to discover why you was put on earth, what you was put on earth to do.
Okay, and what would be the conclusion if the student doesn't want to go to college and just wants to work?
I wouldn't encourage students to not get an education, because
why?
Working a 9-to-5 is an average life. You don't know, you would never know what you can truly do if you just limit yourself to a 9-to-5 job. Most, the average life is raising a family, earning a living, and then dying. You never really explore your life, yourself as a person. You just, that's the average life, and you should never limit yourself to that.
Okay, and what inspires you to these goals that you you're setting for yourself? What inspires you to take part in one to be the difference in the Bahamas?
Okay, for me, everything I do is dictated by my vision, what I see for myself. And to everybody, what we think, if we can believe it enough, we become. So if you can really see it in your mind and have the courage to speak it, it could really happen. And I am more in fear of never discovering what I truly can do, you know, because the cemetery is the most wealthiest place on the earth. Music unseen, words unspoken, you know, books unwritten. I mean, I also want to die empty. I don't want to not leave everything that I was born to do on earth. I want to fully discover my purpose.
Okay, so it's obvious that you want to take part in engineering and aerospace engineering. So what would be the one thing that you'd want to be remembered for?
I want to be remembered for, I don't want to be remembered really for my success, but for the impact I left for the ones coming behind me. You know, I mainly do this. If you think about it as doing it for other people, nothing can stop you. But if you just focus on about doing it for yourself, many things can stop you. So it's more about the youth and even its impact on my country and how I can better the country as a person and the world as a person.
Okay, it's known that University of the Bahamas, Northern Campus and Oaksville Campus doesn't have aerospace engineering. So what do you think that the school as a whole, not just different campuses, the school as a whole has to do in order to get the requirements needed to be able to teach aerospace engineering?
I mean, it may take a long while because of the start of the university limiting to certain degrees. It doesn't mean that it could never happen, but as for now, I would encourage them to step by step better the programs, you know, bring new things that would encourage students to stay here instead of traveling to abroad because their major isn't here. Keep them in view. Keep them, you know, excited about the learning environment. And it may not happen right away, but eventually I believe that they could reach that point in university level education.
Okay, and everybody has their own major preference that they think at least want to go in. So what inspires a individual to want to be an engineer?
It's something that, you know, you feel that you look around the island or the countries and you're like, you see something you want to do. Like for me, engineering inspired me because I have a passion for it. I want to create things, build things, you know, those things the country doesn't have. You know, I believe that
anyone who wants to go into engineering sees the country or the island as something that they can better on. You know, Earth's finest things hasn't been created yet because it's waiting on us. You know, it's waiting on us, and we should be motivated by what we're passionate about.
Okay. So you're telling me, if I'd want to be an engineer, that's got to be something I want to do from to get go. Kind of like just come a few years later.
Because it can come anytime you want. I mean, you're never too old to achieve your dream. And finding your purpose is really something hard to find it. What you want to do, like as an engineering teaching, you want to be a doctor. It's really hard finding your purpose because then you can change something you believe is for you. But your purpose is something that, you know, you were born to do. How do you know if you were born to be an engineer or a teacher? You know, it takes really some soul searching to really find out what you really want to do.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, but. Because I know someone who wants to be an engineer but doesn't have the finances to partake in it. So what advice would you give to that person?
I would advise them to... They could start small. They don't have to give up. I wouldn't advise them to give up on what they want to do. But, you know, even if, you know, they could start themselves. They could be an engineering paper, be an engineering box. Look online for YouTube videos on engineering, stuff like that, just to get it in their mind, you know, just to get an insight on what engineering really is. There are scholarships that can help them. The school never will turn it down. You could always get assistance from the school.
Okay. So, last question. Do you see engineering as a trade that can be, you know, taught in high school, or something that's not taught, you know, university or college school in particular?
I mean, because of high school and the systems they go by, maybe there's limiting level SAT evaluations, you know, but it would be good. Program for young people, like a jumpstart program in my institute, like for filing. Like, you can start early in your pilot license. You don't have to wait till you graduate. You can start early on, you know, stuff you want to do. But, engineering, it can be anywhere. But in high school, I encourage them to, you know, really explore more areas for education and people who want to do engineering, because waiting for college, you know, it's never too late to get it. It's never a bad thing to get a jump start.
Second to last question. Do you see, because we have a technical school here that you're aware of, it's called the Bahamas Technical Vocational Institute. Do you see that as a good stepping stone for individuals? Because from what I heard, it's a free education at BTVI. Abbreviated as. So, do you see it as a good stepping stone there if they don't want to partake in a college life?
Definitely. BTVI has a two-year, I said, believe they have a two-year program, and it's a good program, definitely. From what I've heard, it's a good program. And after you do your 2 years there, they actually transfer you to Canada. They have a link with Canada. School in Canada and the U.S. and they are very good with helping you out financially and as to getting an education, and you can always start there because they really allow you to hand on thing towards engineering, and I am interested. I do interest their program. I would advise someone to attend there.
But for me, personally, safety comes first. So, do you see engineering as a safe environment for most people?
In engineering is dangerous, but that's why you should be fully trained and skilled. That's why college is important. You should be fully trained and skilled for to do it, you know, because you don't want to make the wrong move or do the wrong thing, especially when you are surrounded by different people who doesn't even know about engineering. It's important to like be really trained before you get into that field.
So how long does it take, in your opinion, how long does it take for a fully equipped engineer to be able to take the role of being a teacher for engineering? Because in my high school, we had a certified welding teacher. So I want to know, when do you have the authority, when do you have the qualifications to teach another person another trade?
It depends on which area, because as you say, he did welding. There's electrical, there's mechanical, there's aerospace. What I want to do, I mean, for him, I would say it was probably, 4 years maximum for a welding program. And as for different engineering, well, personally for mine, it may take about maybe up to 8 years at the point for my master's. But, you know, it depends. It really depends on which area you decide to teach.
Okay, so because most people, once they get their certificate, they get qualified, they start work, they start the workforce, and then later on down the line, they get an offer to teach, you know, local children at a high school or even at a college, you know, the ins and outs of engineering. So my last question to you would be, do you see it as something that could inspire people?
For sure. I mean, as you could start any career that you want early, as long as you love what you're doing. Because some people get a degree, some people don't even use their degrees, but some people who get a degree, they start work early and then decide, hey, I don't even like what I'm doing, you know? And they waste all of their time getting a degree, but they don't love what they do. That's why your work is not, you know, a 9 to 5 or just hurrying up trying to do something that you don't even know you want to do. Your work is something, you know, once you wake up in the morning, you know it's what you want, and someone has to pull you away from it. That's really your work, you know? That's the hardcore reason of what you love to do. But I do believe it can inspire people in many different ways, you know, as providing jobs, you know, education, you know, encouraging the youth, most importantly, and the people coming behind us.
Okay, Mr. Ikwehana, thank you for your time. Thank you for the answers you give, and thank you for, you know, taking time out of your busy schedule to take the time and, you know, having me interview.
Glad to be a part of it. Thank you.